Future Media and UN Namibia support the fight against COVID-19. This interview is with a medical expert on some of the most common questions about COVID-19 and vaccines. This is Christine Fainter for Future Media, and I'm speaking to Dr. Willy Brouwer, pulmonologist practicing in Windhoek. So another thing that we see very commonly, and I know at some point there was also a call, I think it came from your office, for CPAP machines, a lot of doctors looking for nebulizers. So nebulizers, commonly people have these at home. We've heard some very strange things, people doing some very strange things with nebulizers. Firstly, when is it actually beneficial for COVID recovery to use a nebulizer? And when is it just a little over the top?
So nebulizers can be used in different ways. Nebulization is one way to get medication into the body. So we can take tablets, for instance, we can have an intravenous route, or we can use a nebulization route. And then there's also the just nebulization of saline or even sterile water. That serves a different purpose. So the nebulization of, say, sterile water helps to only moisten the respiratory secretions. In the setting of COVID, where that might be of benefit is we get these very thick secretions which people struggle to get out. And if we can moisten them and thin them a bit, that might be of benefit. But usually that's also nearing the end of the COVID phase. There's no therapeutic sort of preventative benefit of any form of nebulization or steam inhalation, apart from, as I said, moistening the airways and the secretions. And then obviously in the setting of COVID in a hospital, then, as I mentioned, there's some medications that we can administer through that route to have certain effects. For instance, we've got medication that we call bronchodilators, which opens the airways. We've got inhaled steroids. Obviously, it comes with a bit of a risk. We were talking about airborne spread. Nebulizations tends to increase the particle spread in the air and makes them sort of spread further than one would normally have with a normal speaking. So in the hospital setting, we try and use that in specific areas where we've got what we call negative pressure ventilation, where we pull air out and reduce the amount of droplets that hang around in the air. At a home setting, you won't have access to that. So one should just be careful where you nebulize, that you don't put other people at risk when you do nebulize.
I want to talk about that in a second, but you spoke about there's not really any preventative, you know, or real treatment benefit except to moisten your respiratory system.
Yeah.
We've heard that steaming or nebulizing with something like saline and a host of other suspect substances can reduce the viral load in your body. Is there any truth to that?
No, there's not. There's just no theoretical benefit for it either. I know that there was an issue about heat perhaps making through the steam being able to kill the coronavirus, and it just doesn't work like that. This virus is actually quite heat resistant as compared to other viruses that we previously had. And obviously then also the risk comes of inhalation injuries, burns, etc., if you turn the heat up too much, if you steam at a high temperature. So one should be very, very careful of that. And as I said, apart from the moistening effect, it really doesn't have any other therapeutic benefit.
Back to the nebulizing safety, you mentioned if you are at home, you have to be very conscious of where you nebulize because of that increased spread. We've heard of families sharing a nebulizer. Is that safe?
Well, that would be very dangerous, especially if the one is infected and the others aren't. But not even only for coronavirus, even for normal bacterial infections and other viral infections. All of that can pretty much spread with ease through using the same medical devices, for instance, nebulization. So if you want to, you can use the same machine, but then you'll have to, each individual will have to use its own pipes and its own masks, etc.
And that is the case even if you wash it with soap and water, for instance, those pieces. There is still a chance of cross-contamination.
There are ways to sterilize medical devices. For instance, Milton is quite effective in it. But if one wants to be safe, it's better to have a specific mask and tubing system for each individual.
Yeah. So we've seen specific with nebulizers, people saying nebulize with peroxide or bicarbonate of soda or with salt, some oils like eucalyptus and menthol oils. Are any of these safe or effective or just harmless?
No, they're definitely not harmless, and they're definitely not effective either. And they can actually be quite dangerous. One must remember our lungs are very delicate organs. They are supposed to bring air very close to blood in the small air sac. So if we get foreign substances in there that's not safe, they can cause immune reactions, so allergic reactions or even fibrotic reactions. There's a term called hypersensitivity reactions. So there's quite a lot of potential side effects to using inhalation therapy. And one should be very careful with what you put in there. I mean, for instance, there are some antibiotics that we can administer through inhalation, but they are specifically formulated to be inhaled, that the carrier molecules are safe for the lungs. Whereas with all these, we don't know what's in them as a carrier molecule, and then we don't necessarily know, and some we do know that they are harmful to the lungs, and others we don't know what the effects are. So I'd be very, very hesitant to recommend any form of non-medical inhalation therapy.
And that even includes salt water, because there is a difference to adding a cup of salt to your nebulizer and using medical saline.
Yeah, exactly. And that can actually also be very dangerous, because if you use too much salt, for instance, and you get that into your system, you get sodium issues, which can be very, very dangerous and can catch you and actually kill you if you get those concentrations wrong. So one should be very careful of that.
This interview is part of the Future Media and UN Namibia COVID-19 awareness campaign. To listen to all the interviews and content we've done, visit the podcast page on futuremedia.com.na.